This past week, the For the People Act went down to defeat in the U.S. Senate. As a reminder of what was in the For the People Act regarding early voting and voting registration, would have increased voter access, expanding early voting, allowing for same-day voter registration, enacting automatic registration for federal elections, lowering ID requirements. States would also have been required to have electronic voter registration as well as register eligible felons after they completed their sentence. Voters would have been allowed to vote by mail without any excuse preventing them from showing up at the polls in person. Also would have required the use of paper ballots. Would restrict practices used to purge voter rolls, which voting rights groups say unfairly disadvantage low-income and minority voters. With redistricting, would have been made a requirement for states to establish independent bipartisan commissions to oversee the once-every-decade redistricting process, which determines how voters will be represented. Redistricting, by the way, that's pretty much the primary reason why you see re-election rates in the 80% and higher rate in every state. Democrat-led states would have been also required under the For the People Act to set up bipartisan commissions to oversee the process. Looking at what would have been with campaign finance, one of the less advertised parts of the For the People Act would have been an overhaul of campaign finance rules, including provisions that Democrats have been looking for, would have expanded the requirements for nonprofits involved in politics to reveal who their donors are, require politicians wait longer after leaving office to become lobbyists, and require all presidents, vice presidents, major party candidates to release their tax returns to the public, which I still don't understand what that proves. Bill would have also overhauled the Federal Election Commission. Six-person body often finds itself in a tie, would reduce the number of commissioners from 6 to 5, 2 members of each party, 5th independent tiebreaker. Commissioners will also be no longer able to hold their seats indefinitely after their terms end. Election security. The act would have provided funding for upgrades to the nation's election security process. States would have been able to secure grants to help with equipment and security upgrades, prevent foreign election interference. Department of Homeland Security would have been also directed to create programs where ethical hackers would be hired to identify the flaws in election security, with the average goal being to prevent hacking of any election system, would have also established grants to conduct risk-limiting audits of elections, which portion of ballots audited to ensure there's a high probability that an electronic count is correct. No, that would not have meant more work for cyber ninjas. Downside certainly was with voter ID, how state voter ID laws would have been greatly reduced, allowing individuals to vote without an ID. Now think about that. You most likely need an ID to get on a plane, drive a car, in some cases buy a cell phone, bottle of bourbon, pick up your Major League Baseball tickets, but under the For the People Act, some individuals would have been able to vote without an ID. And in the campaign finance aspect too, the bill would have given $6 of taxpayer funds to political campaigns for every $1 raised from small donors. And keep in mind with that, when a candidate gets any kind of bankroll but looks ahead and sees, well, I'm going to get my head handed to me if I keep this campaign going. They don't shut down their campaign. They don't cancel it. They don't concede. They suspend their campaign. Why? Well, when you suspend your campaign, that allows you to keep all of that money, in this case, that 6-to-1 ratio money, to usually, of course, form a political action committee. Good news is that partisan politics was kept out of voting, at least in this case via federal legislation. Bad news is that the inability to create federal-level legislation regarding secure voting opens the door for more states to do what Arizona has been trying to do. Some of these states have already pledged allegiance to Trump and his big lies, so they're just waiting for an open door to give a slant to what's supposed to be a stable process. And at the same time, Senate Republicans are creating their own pit to fall into. Now, when you take the blocking of the voting rights legislation and combine it with a refusal to address the exploding of gun violence via legislation, they might just be driving the two Democratic holdouts, Senators Manchin and Sinema, over to the side, calling for a change to or an elimination of the filibuster.